Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, so write that down in your calendar. Tune in every single Wednesday for Arsenio Hall.
And they might want to catch those shows on each side of it, because those bookends MF, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got that Monday night thing happening, you got the girls on Tuesday, and then Thursday, Jesse's always here.
Yeah. You're stupid.
Through the magic of electronics.
Little Friday Corolla, and I'm home for the weekend.
Yeah.
But we do this every single night with our very dear friend, Gina Grad.
Right,
and it is the news, everybody.
Wait. You got to be on mic when you do the whole Gina thing, man, because she's off. That special.
All right. Sorry. I was reaching for a
stop touching
a little,
me, man. Stop,
a little
stop.
Punch up of
reaching over here.
A little cocaine here, man. All right. It is time for News with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Hey, it's Wednesday. That means it's hump day.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Arsenio.
Oh, man. She's making a play for this guy.
What?
Oh, please.
Arsenio Hall.
Was that too much?
I think it's a little over the top, babe.
Too much?
Yeah. All right. What's going on with the news there, Gina Grad?
Let's get on with some news, shall we? Well, leading the news tonight, there is a new feud in the entertainment industry that is taking the media by storm.
What?
By storm, I tell you.
Wow.
Barbara Walters verbally attacked psychic James Von Prague this week.
Good.
After he told Walters that she might want to go to the doctor and maybe get some blood work.
Uh-oh.
He described it as a feeling he was having about her and that he was concerned. And we have some audio of Barbara and the gang poking fun at Von Prague and his diagnosis.
All right. But, you know, do you have to be a psychic or you just have to have two eyes to say maybe it's time to slide in there for some blood work?
Don't be headless.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Barbara Walters and James Von Prague, man.
He said, there's something wrong with your blood. And then he said, there's also something wrong with your lower back.
Barbara's target, James Von Prague.
So even though I knew that this was ridiculous, I called my doctor. Wonderful.
Walters admit.
Oh, man. This is unbelievable. She knows it's ridiculous, mm-hmm. and yet she's a female, so she's got to call her doctor.
Yeah.
And, you know, even Barbara Walters, who has like millions and millions of dollars, probably the best doctors around, probably goes for a checkup every once in a while. But because this lunatic, James Von Prague, who's, I guess a fraud, I guess you could say that, right?
I don't think you have to say allegedly even.
Yeah, I don't have to say allegedly. You could prove that to me that he's not, then I'll pay him. But these guys who do this for a living, they prey on the people who are the most vulnerable.
Old, rich, white women?
Or people who have recently lost somebody in their family. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, I can connect you with that person. Give me a couple bucks here. I'm not saying that he does that for, a couple bucks. But they do television shows. And who's the other guy that does that?
Oh, John Edwards?
John Edwards, yeah.
Oh, they gave him his own show on TV at one time.
Crossing Over with John
Crossing Edwards. Crossing Over. And he gets up there and he says, I'm feeling an H. Is there an H in the audience or a Z? Maybe there's an I. Oh, there, an I in your name? Oh, yeah. Did somebody here lose a relative in the last 100 years? Oh, you did. You did. Yeah, I was feeling it over here. We're over here.
If he picks one and they have no idea what he's talking about, like, no, your grandmother starts with a J. And they're like, look, I'm telling you, I don't have a... And he's like, you know what? You'll figure it out later. Don't worry about it. You'll figure it out on the way home.
We'll figure it out after you've been canceled. We'll figure out that Tim was right about all y'all.
Well, I challenge all of them. You know, I'd love to go to Santa Anita with any of yous, out there.
Yeah.
And I did that with, who was it?
Kenny Kingston.
Kenny Kingston, Linda Salvin. Yeah, they're all of them. I'm like, hey, let's go to Santa Anita. Everybody's right about what's going on in the future. Let's go.
I took Dionne Warwick to Del Mar, and she couldn't predict nothing, but she had 11 joints in her purse,
and we had
a good time failing.
But Linda Salvin, bless her heart, she did pick me a winner once.
It was the big baseball game.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The big baseball game. That's like 11 top 10. The big baseball. World Series. Oh, God.
That's it. The World Series.
Ooh.
Which is a series of baseball games. But, I said to Linda Salvin, I said, hey, she's a psychic. And I said, hey, can you pick me a winner at Santa Anita? And she goes, yeah, I'll go home and do that. And she gave me four horses in each of the first four races, and one of those horses came in first, I believe, in the third race. Yeah, look at her.
You know what? My son once. What's the place across from the Great Western Forum?
The Great
Hollywood
Western
Park?
Sizzler.
We were at the Sizzler, and we ordered the Salisbury steak with the mushroom gravy. No, the race place across
Hollywood Park.
Hollywood Park.
Hollywood Park.
Hollywood Park. We went to Hollywood Park, and he predicted 4 out of 4 races.
Who did that?
My son. He was 6. And his
Randy, get him on the phone.
His favorite number was 5, and he kept saying, 5 horse. 5 horse. And we won.
Right.
But I don't think it was... It was anything with ESP or anything. I just think we were lucky, and the 5 horse won 4 races in a row.
Is that right? You won some money then?
Well, he only bet on the last one because my mother kept saying, it was a bunch of family there, and everybody kept saying, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. And after 3 races, I was like, y'all better go bet the 5 horse. And finally,
cleaned up.
Won $70.
That's great.
The next
time. You got Arsenio Jr. out there.
Yeah, get him in there, man.
Yeah, pick him up at the house.
You know what? My son and your daughter will be arrested like the Mike's Hard Lemonade parent.
All right, so here's more Barbara Walters being fooled by this wacko.
Barbara's target, James Van Praagh.
So even though I knew that this was ridiculous, I called my doctor. Wonderful.
Walters admits she saw her doctor right away.
But today I got the report. I am absolutely normal.
Talk on the ABC hit quickly turned comical.
Whoopi, what are you feeling?
I see a man.
All right, I think we get it. All right, anything else going on in the news there,
well,
Gina Grant?
Wouldn't you like to hear James Van Praagh's retaliation?
Oh, yeah.
We have that coming up right now. He said she acted classless and desperate.
Maybe
it was because she was bothered by the fact that his book did better than hers.
Wow. Oh this guy's... Jesus, nothing worse than a fraud with an attitude.
Yeah,
you know?
An arrogant nutcase.
Yeah, man, what's wrong with these
guys?
And
by the way, who bought his book?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's
somebody who's died, like somebody had a death in the family recently, and, you know, my darling wife buys into this stuff. Yeah.
Does she have his book?
Nah, she doesn't have his book, but she's with the psychics. She's with them.
Wow, so she's probably offended by our sarcastic and...
Nah, because she knows she fights it, you know? She tries to fight it, but she's in the group.
Has she ever gone to a reader?
I don't know.
They're not that close.
Yeah, you sound like you just met this lady. Y'all have a kid, right?
I don't know if she's ever gone to see a psychic. I guess I could ask her. Let me see here.
Okay. By the way... I know the answer to this. I'm like a lawyer. I always know the answer to the question. What was on Oprah today, Tim? What was the Oprah topic?
Oh, boy. I bust my balls here.
A beauty queen.
Hello?
Oh, hey, baby.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hi, Senio.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
how you doing?
Look at you. Hey,
good
I'm on the phone,
voice.
Too, baby.
No,
hey, can we put you on 97.1, the free FM talk station in Los Angeles?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. Hey, have you ever gone to see a psychic?
No. I mean... I've been, you know, walking somewhere like on a boardwalk or something and for fun with friends.
Oh, slid in
there,
right.
Slid in one, but no, I've never.
All right, because I told Arsenio, you know, I'm sure you're listening to the show and we're a minute delay here, so I wanted to tell you. But you're in the group where you sort of believe it, but you try to fight it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess so.
Jen, I do the same thing.
Okay.
I do the same thing.
You're with me, then.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I do.
I think it's just a girl thing. You want to hope, you want to believe, you know.
Well, I think women are more about feeling than seeing, so yeah, you know.
Oh, get out of here.
Come on, Jen.
Hey, is that little one still awake?
Yeah, she's watching Blue's Clues.
Oh, let me talk to that little
boy,
one.
Boy, if she'd say Rojo for me, I would be all right for another week.
Here, you want to say hi to Daddy?
Hi, baby.
No, she's not going to do it.
Ah, hell.
She's... being nasty.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, you can get cookies now. All right, thanks, baby.
All right,
take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right, there she goes. But yeah, she's in the group, ma'am.
Yeah, you can tell.
She's like, you're into it, though, right?
How do I say this without sounding like Carrie? I'm into everything to a point. I'll try anything once. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
All right, here's James Van Praagh on Barbara Walters.
It's like... Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, I was amazed how classless she was. Really classless. I did think that it was really a stab in the back.
Wait, classless? This is the guy who makes a living off of people who are vulnerable because they've had somebody die in the family, and then he gives them some kind of psychic reading?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This guy's calling her classless? Holy Christ.
You
this
leech.
Is, we've seen it all. It's over. Society's over.
It's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I was amazed how classless she was. Really classless. I did think that it was really a stab in the back that Ms. Walters would do this.
Yeah, but shouldn't he have known that? That she was going to do that? He's a psychic.
What is he? Yeah, I mean, he should
know exactly how that should have the whole thing would have played out.
This is a guy who, at the moment he was with us, should have had on a Kevlon breast, the breastplate. What's that called? We have an office here.
A bulletproof
vest. Yeah, because he should have known she's going to stab me in the back.
Yeah.
You know, I know that's going to happen.
Oh, boom.
She shouldn't have. No need to. But I think she's desperate. And that was really, really rude. That was really, really nasty. My book, Ghosts Among Us, actually beat hers in Amazon.com. Mine went to number one, and hers was number 10.
Did you hear
this? The first week my book came out. There's got to be a reason behind it. That's the only thing I can possibly think about. This vendetta must be because my book beat hers at Amazon. Her making that comment, it hurts my reputation, but also the millions of people.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, sweetheart is a good word.
Your reputation cannot be any more damaged. All right.
By the way, he qualified the sales of his book. He didn't say in the world. He didn't say New York Times bestseller list. He said on Amazon. You know, that's like, you know, I outsold her in Marin County.
Yeah, unused books.
Yeah.
Well, if she destroys your reputation, and perhaps maybe I do it on the air by calling you fraud, why don't you sue her then? Or sue me?
Yeah.
And we'll roll into court and see if you are a psychic. Come on, James, let's go.
You know he's listening.
I don't know if he's listening.
Yeah, see, you know he's your prime.
But you know what? He should be listening because if he was a good psychic, he would have known days ago that we were going to talk about.
He would have had on a vest for her and been by a radio for us. No matter where he is, he could be on the internet listening.
Oh, these guys, these psychics.
Her making that comment, it hurts my reputation, but also the millions of people who've been helped by my work.
Oh, get out of here. Millions of people have been helped by your work. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, I got some help for you.
All right. James von Prague. Yeah, he's doing a lot of great work. It's like he's out there curing cancer.
I got some help for you, pal. Tim calls it the business end of a broomstick. I got help for you.
He's curing cancer of the soul, Tim.
All right. And he's profiting off of people who are, well, like my wife.
Ooh.
And this one over here.
Oh.
Lunatics.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on there in the news, Gina Grant?
Well, in political news, President Bush has become the next politician to be caught speaking candidly with his mic still on.
Did he use the N-word?
No, he sure didn't.
Not this week.
Not this time. This occurred during a recent press conference when Bush had asked that the cameras and microphones be turned off so he could give his opinion on what exactly is going on with Wall Street and the economy. It's a little hard to hear, but you'll get the idea.
All
Make some
right.
audio of this.
Here we go.
There's no question about it. Wall Street got drunk. That's one reason I actually turned off the TV cameras. He got drunk and now it's got a hangover. The question is how long will it sober up and not try to do all these fancy financial instruments. And then we got a housing issue, not in Houston, evidently not in Dallas, because Laura was over there trying to buy a house today.
You know, it's a little off-putting to have a bunch of people in the room, including the president, laughing about people losing their home.
Yeah, you know, right at that moment, while he's doing Yakov's new act, there are people losing their homes. There are people. I heard a lady on the radio today who was talking about looking for a new place, and she was supposed to have moved 30 days ago. They're doing jokes.
I know.
My man is
doing shtick.
Doing hangover shtick.
Yeah, that's a little unseeming.
And he said Wall Street got drunk and now, well, it has a hangover.
Yeah, well, you know, there are, I guess, 150 or 160,000 people in California who got, get out of your house certificates last month, and people losing their homes. And that's got to be more devastating than sometimes even losing a family member.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you lose like an aunt or uncle you never really knew knew on a sort of a casual basis.
Let's put it like this. When my Uncle Wallace died, it was rough on me.
Right.
But if I lost my house, I'd be a brother named Wallace who at
right.
that moment.
Yeah, it's exactly. I'm the same way.
Wallace who.
I got a couple of uncles. I have an uncle, Dan Bresnahan, that is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
But if I lost my home, you're right. Dan who?
Yeah, because, you know.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, you got your kids in the house and your wife and, you know, the sheriff moves you out. I mean, it's devastating to a lot of people.
He goes, your daughter goes, I'm all about food.
I'm all about food. Dad, you're a loser, daddy.
But you know what? I thought if I ever did lose the house, it's better to lose it when she's 2.5 where she doesn't remember it.
Oh, absolutely.
Than if she's like 12.
Yeah, because.
And then she tells all her friends.
It's much cooler to say, so we've always been under the freeway overpass, right? Babu?
Yeah, Dad's always been an a-hole. It's not like he ever had any dough, and then he lost it.
Babu.
All right. Anything else going on the news, Gina Graham?
Yes, Tim. Well, actress and self-proclaimed past lives expert Shirley MacLaine found herself incredibly confused on an episode of The View this week.
Ah.
MacLaine was on the show promoting her new book, which I'm sure you're going to pick up right away. It's called Saging While Aging.
Jesus Christ.
And she was unable to answer questions about a strange recipe found in her book that Elizabeth Hasselbeck asked her, and we have some audio of that.
All right.
By the way, I asked Elizabeth Hasselbeck to get some blood work done today. I text her.
Who's with The View? Real quickly.
It's Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry.
One second.
Former stand-up comedian.
But more than who's on it, who's with it on the station that we play it so much? Is it you or is it Randy that watches The View?
Randy's a big fan.
You're with The View all the time?
Every morning after I get home from Corolla, I turn on Channel 7, I listen, I watch that View.
Oh, Bob.
And sometimes when he gets off the phone with me, and I'm like, okay, bye, Randy, he's like, hey, Gina. Take a little time to enjoy the view.
Oh,
wow, it's cute. But by the way, Randy has your phone number?
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a problem ever since I gave it to him.
Wow. I'd like to show you this again. This is a station that is dominated by male, 18 to 49. We never play a clip from ESPN. It's always clips from The View.
Talk to your board op about that.
Hey. All right, here's the View.
I got to think Dan Patrick said something in the last year.
Jesus Christ.
In addition to your curiosity about the foundation of someone, you also are incredibly curious about health, and you talk a lot about it in the book.
She's talking to who?
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine
herself.
You talk about a program that you subscribe to and actually recommend called Radionics, where you use a machine to mix things like urine, sterile water, mold, spores, dog's hair.
That's enough. That's enough. No more of you.
You're going to want to hear this, though.
No. No more of you. Seriously, I can't do it anymore. The audience can't take it anymore. Seriously, Randy, no more of you clips. I mean, these four hysterical women talking to a Shirley MacLaine about mixing up urine and
dog
boogers.
Hair.
We got
dog hair.
Males in our prime demographic are jumping out the window on the 101.
These guys just filled up the lines last hour with when they kicked the crap out of another guy. Not when they listened to Hasselbeck talk about MacLaine.
I give him the uppercut. The uppercut.
That's the audience.
I whip his ass.
That's the audience. It's not the guys listening to Shirley MacLaine's latest, crazy experiment with dog hair and urine.
I give Shirley MacLaine the uppercut. I put my foot on her neck.
Tim, I don't write it. I just report it.
I understand. I know. But please, guys, can we all promise no more of you?
We can promise. We'll
try. Wait. In all fairness, I I'm an outsider here. I'll be the referee. Randy. What's your name again?
Gina.
why don't the two of you all demand that he stop watching Oprah?
You know, that's true, Timmy.
Oh.
We occasionally play a clip of Oprah. How often do I bring a clip of Oprah in?
It's been about once every 2 weeks.
But when you bring it in, we don't exactly skim over it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. All right, but please.
and Tim,
last time we had a clip of Oprah, it was talking about a part of a female body that we can't talk to until another 40 minutes from now.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty good clip.
But
having a clip every day from The View.
And we have two today.
This audience doesn't watch that show for a reason.
Yeah.
Either they're not home or they hate these women. And then when we play it at night, I think I think they just hate it.
He's trying to fuel the fire.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina Grad?
So we're not even going to hear the rest of the concoction?
What was the concoction? What would she want?
It's dog hair, urine, and mold spores. And apparently, Shirley drinks it. And Shirley had no idea what she was talking about. And it was all very embarrassing. Let's move on.
Tim, humor her. Listen to the rest.
I don't want to.
She's working all day on.
I got up at 7 to work on this story.
No, you didn't.
Wow. You're right. 7 p.m. Let's go ahead and move on.
Let's go. What else is going on in the news?
Oh, you're going to love this, Tim. It's been 3 weeks since Thomas Beatty had her baby.
Oh, the man who had the baby.
Yes, the
now
pregnant
that kid
man.
Is 3 weeks old.
Yes, Jesus better Christ. Known around the world as the pregnant man.
What is the kid? A he or she or
she's a she. Yeah. He says that his daughter is easygoing and intelligent. 3 weeks old.
Is it a he she?
It's, I think it's just a she.
Is she?
On June 29th, former female beauty pageant contestant Thomas Beatty made history as perhaps the first legally transgendered male to give birth.
Woof, 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 woof.
Wow.
Woof, woof.
The baby was 9 pounds, 5 ounces, and her name is Susan Juliet. Susan was conceived through artificial insemination with donor sperm and arrived after 40 hours of labor with partner Nancy at Thomas's side acting as his coach.
So, wait a minute. So, Nancy is a man or a woman?
Nancy's a woman.
And Nancy, so
Nancy had to towel off her husband while he was getting an epidural.
It's very frustrating being an American right at this moment, Tim. So just take a deep breath.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
When the kid is like 5 or 6 years old,
yeah,
and he's going to make an ashtray out of clay at school for his mom.
Hopefully. Uh-huh.
Does he give it to his mom or his dad?
Oh. I think he gives it to his mom.
The one who gave birth to him.
The one that did not give birth to
him. But that's not his mom. Well, the mom is the one who had him.
For those of you watching the radio, she just raised her hands in a very frustrated manner and said,
But is Hallmark going to now have to have a line of cards? Happy Mother's Day, Dad?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
we'll get
society.
Right on that for American Greetings.
I am so happy I'm 45. I am so happy that another 30 years I'll be in a box somewhere and you guys can all deal with this.
Well.
With the men having the babies, with the trans, genders running around. I have no idea who's who anymore.
Tim, I'm a heterosexual man from Cleveland, Ohio, but I might climb in that box with you.
Please. There'll be plenty of room.
You know, because, hey.
I'm going to get a big box. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening, Tim.
All right. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Going once, going twice.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
All right, folks. We got to take a small break. We'll come back with more of Clips from the View, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday.
Right on.
So come on by on Wednesdays.
I'm up in the hizzy.
Yes. Take these few calls and press on.
Tim, can I just tell you that Oprah today was a beauty queen raped by her own husband.
Wow. Is that right?
Yes.
A beauty queen raped by her own husband.
He's in the building!
Oh, man.
Wait, Randy. Not that beauty queen.
Yeah, he's in the building. Oh, Bobo. Man, that daytime TV is tough to handle. It is for the downtrodden. It is for people who are not working.
Yeah.
Every other commercial is a slip and fall lawyer.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Hey, if you fell on your ass, you need $25,000, call me.
You know, it's targeted at women. I always feel
like
I don't belong or gay.
You know, almost all television is targeted towards women except for weekends.
And I try to explain that. I had this conversation with Gina out at the table one day because I explained to her that even a sitcom in prime time, the core demographic that they're going after when they make every dad an idiot is a female or child demo. You know, you can't be a man in a sitcom and like we're not going to tease Florida Evans. We got to make James Evans the idiot or Jimmy JJ Walker the idiot.
But that's in commercials as well.
Yeah.
Every single commercial. I saw a commercial last night for a paper towel and the kid spilled something and this like 7-year-old kid or the father looks at and goes, "That's a 3-towel spill." And the kid goes, No. "That's a 4-towel spill." And they're staring at the spill, and mom comes around. She goes, one towel, guys. And it's like a new, you know, paper towel. Like these complete morons, you know, God forbid, they don't know what's, the proper amount of towels to fill, you know, to wipe up a spill. And remember the old one? Please pass the jelly. The jelly? Yeah, guys are real. I mean, on commercials, guys are morons.
It's tough. But, you know, you don't want to insult the woman who's actually going to get the lemon pledge.
Right.
So we got to make the guy the idiot.
They do that here in that commerce spot. What is that? What number is that commerce spot?
Let's see. It's in here somewhere.
Randy's got it there. Let's take a phone call, then he'll whisper it in my ear. Ed in Bellflower, you're on 97.1. How are you? Ed, you there?
You know what? Ed's wife said, shut up, don't say nothing with your stupid ass. And he didn't talk.
Hey, Ed, you're on 97.1. You there? Hey, is that potted up there? Well, what the hell? How about John in Lakewood? You're on 97.1.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Arsenio, good to talk to you again after all these years. I used to do some of the audience work on your show.
Oh, cool.
But what I was going to say was that weekend psychic you have, just for giggles one night, we all called up different times and just asked her the most, like, vague questions. And it was like, well, you have a job, right? Your job is going to come out a lot better, you know. Great. You know. And then secondly, Tim, don't you remember the Schlitz Malt Liquor spot this is back in the 80s, where the lady grabbed at a Schlitz Malt Liquor, and the next shot was her wearing an arm brace or a sling, and that was removed? You remember that one?
Yeah.
That was the uproar. If Oprah was on the air back then, that would have been a weak topic.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But but women in commercials now can't be the morons. It always has to be the guy.
No more All in the Family. Those days are gone.
Yeah, and you know what? The crazy thing about it is guys don't seem to care. You know?
Yeah.
They really don't seem to care.
What's amazing is James Brown said it's a man's world, and we know men run this town. Those are the offices we go into when we get shows.
Right.
But yet they understand that their core demographic and the
chick?
Most important thing is a chick.
Now, I'm going to have to ask you, so for the first time since we've been working together,
okay.
If on that computer over there, on that keyboard, if you could push in the number or the letter F and then 298. Arsenio is loading the computer right now, and let's see how successful you are. Boom!
Yeah, you know what? Thank you
there
for
you
teaching
go.
Me radio.
All right.
That's what this year has been about. It's been about me learning radio. And the first lesson is ASDFJKL semicolon. See? And then from there, I can do everything.
All right, here's a sample of the guy always has to be the moron. Even in the Commerce Casino spots, and most of the guys that go to the Commerce are guys. You know, I rarely see a woman down there playing cards. What?
No, I was going to say Divine Brown, but that's a personal thing. Never
yeah, mind. Very rarely to see a chick down there playing cards. All right, here's the commerce spot.
Hey, that's a pretty nice pair you got there.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, I mean the cards that guy has on TV.
Yeah, you play?
Do I play? Babe, when they named it Hold'em, they were thinking of me.
Really? So where do you like to play?
Oh, well, home games mostly.
Well, I play at the Commerce Casino every week.
You play at the Commerce, the world's largest poker room?
Everyone plays there. Well, almost.
The Commerce. Sure, I've played there before.
You know, you should take your home game to the Commerce.
My home game?
Yeah, just bring your guys and you call.
So it's the chick turning the guy on to the Commerce.
And he has
how
no
many times does that happen in life?
Jesus
he
Christ.
Don't know it's there. I'm not a big gambler, but
you
I know
it's
there.
Yeah, everybody knows it's there.
Oh, gosh.
But how about that, though? The guy's like sitting around going, hey, nice pair, like insulting her boobs and stuff. And she's like, hey, you should go to the Commerce. You know,
who wrote that?
I don't know. Probably
Obama and Mel Gibson.
Here's more of it.
All the shots. You set the stakes. The Commerce handles everything else.
My home game at the Commerce.
Well, I thought all great poker players knew about the Commerce.
My mom thinks I'm a great player.
You live with your mother? Check, please.
Oh, hey, let's hook up when I'm at the Commerce.
Won't your girlfriend get upset?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh. Bring your home game to the Commerce Casino. Just 5 minutes from
down. All right, there you go.
Wow.
But I don't know. I guess if it works, it works. Who cares?
Yeah.
But every time you see a spot, it's, the guy's an a-hole. The guy's a... You know, like, remember one where the two women are standing there looking at the window, and they're talking about what they bought new drapes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the guy is in the background. You can see him trying to light the barbecue, and he explodes. The barbecue flies in the air and explodes, and the backyard's on fire.
Yeah.
And the women don't even notice him.
It's horrible, man.
It really is. The last person you can insult in this country and get away with it is men, straight men.
Yeah, yeah. And it's men making the decisions that's the way it should be. That's what's crazy about it.
Look at that.
Any of these commercials bug the hell out of you.
We green light our image.
Yeah, we do. 520-9710, spots where guys are morons. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Our Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Was a little nappy hair.
I will slap you if you don't take James off.
All right.
The Godfather.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Commercials that the guy's always the moron. George in Century City are on 97.1.
Yeah, hi, Tim. Hi, Arsenio. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys. Listen, I could think, too, I'm about your same age demographic, the Charmin guy and the Maytag repairman. They were both bald and kind of little chubby, and they look like George from Seinfeld.
Right, and don't squeeze the Charmin. He was obsessed with people not touching the toilet paper.
Yeah, and he seemed a little bit gay and effeminate. And the Maytag repairman, he was kind of whiny guy. Says, oh, please come let me fix your thing and all, whatever.
Sort of a lazy white guy.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to hang up, and you guys can comment
on
that.
We'll hang up before you. Let's talk to Tim and Sam Brandino. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Arsenio, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Oh, good, good. Say, I got a beef by one of the spots that you have on your very own radio station.
Uh-oh.
The Home Depot spot.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard those Home Depot spots before?
What does that say?
Oh, it's just that you can tell it's been written by a woman. I mean, it's just like, oh, we got to do this, we got to do this, and the guy cowers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, okay. It's the guy always pushing the chick, the chick pushing the guy into the to-do list.
Oh.
Like, guys are not motivated to go to Home Depot on their own. You know, like a chick has to push him into a Home Depot.
Wow.
I happen to be a big fan of Home Depot, and I'm there enough where I probably should have my own vest.
But it's cool to walk around there.
I love Home Depot. I love the smell of it. I love the atmosphere. I like all the products there. I could spend hours there.
I've never gone to a Home Depot and left empty-handed. There is something that a man needs at all times in Home Depot.
I go there with my daughter all the time. She now knows when we pull up. She's like, oh, Home Depot. Yeah.
But you know what's cool is she... speaking of the devil, or the angel.
doesn't matter.
Cliches don't always work. You know, now I'm all shaking because I call the man's baby girl the devil. She will know what kind of man to pursue.
Yes.
Because you've shown her what a real man does in the daytime.
Yes. You know, I met my wife in a Home Depot.
That's deep.
I met Jennifer in a Home Depot.
What was she doing?
She was working for her dad, who owns a construction company in Orange County. And she was buying, you know, like gutters and, you know, tools and crap like that. Mm-hmm. And I met her right there in the Home Depot.
See, it sounds like because of her dad, she knew how to identify a real man and knew where they hung out.
Well, she probably regrets going. She probably thought to herself, God, I wish I'd have gone to Lowe's that day.
Yeah.
But it was Home Base back then. Remember that?
Oh, no.
Or Home Club, or Home Base, I believe. I think it was Home Base.
What year was that? I didn't...
1938, just right after Jazz was born.
I started doing the depot thing after I owned a house, and
when you buy a house, you go to Home Depot about 30 times a month for about 6 months.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all you do.
But when I rented a house, I would just call Cher and say, hey!
Yeah, shut it down.
Yeah.
All right, the commercials where the guy is always the moron. Thomas in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hey.
All right, that one commercial, the yogurt commercial, where he had this woman, she's on the phone with her girlfriend, saying how she had an apple turnover and a Boston cream pie, and the husband's going through the refrigerator, just going through all, well, making an ass out of himself as he's trying to locate it.
All right, buddy, thanks. That's so typical. We're in commercials where a guy overhears his woman say something and then tries to look for it or find it or, you know, pull one over on her. And she always has ears in the other room. You know?
Hey, have you seen the one where the guys actually call their own number in the house and orders? How do they do it? They're in the backyard, and I guess they order a pizza. The wife's inside, and then she comes out and scolds them. I can just see the image. It's just, why do we do this as men? Even with laws, this is our world. We run it. But when you go to family court, it's like, who made these laws?
I know. Who did it?
Guys? You mean a man's world? These are the laws?
Yeah. How do we let it slide? But see, that's why... And I have a theory that the terrorists are you know, they're doing things the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But these guys who live in the Middle East don't want to become like us. They don't want to have to go into a court of law and get hammered by their wife. Now, in the Middle East, you just say, divorce, 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 boom, she's gone.
I'm sure there are guys in a cave, members of Al-Qaeda, who are sitting around saying, how did Paul McCartney get into that?
Right, exactly.
You know, what kind of jerk?
Yeah, they see television in the United States and go, wow, all guys are morons and the women run the roost.
How did Paul McCartney, and she have one leg, just one leg, and he gets screwed around.
Megan on the 405, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I was saying about the Carl's Jr. commercials. Every one of them makes guys look like idiots.
Yeah, especially the one where the guy, where she tries to tell the guy that he has a little chili on his face.
Yeah.
And his whole face is filled with chili.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Or the one before that, when they would say, where the guy's standing in the middle of the aisle at the grocery store, and it's just a line that says, without us, some guys would starve.
Right.
Thank you.
How all guys are that stupid?
Wait, Tim, don't hang up. Yeah. A woman who brings this kind of knowledge and kicks it, doesn't she deserve a prize?
Oh, yeah. Let's give you something here, baby. We're going to give you a fudge brownie from Arsenio's collection. No, we're going to give you
Tell it all, Tim. Tell it all. Boy, you can't tell him a damn
You're gonna
thing.
Stop bringing
because
things.
Eventually it'll be in some kind of radio TV publication after he tells it on the air first.
I know. I'm such an a-hole. Oh, I mean, Arsenio's the kindest man in the world, and I'm such an a-hole.
Give the prize away, Tim.
All right.
Give the prize.
Hold on 1 second. A pair of tickets to the Extreme Rodeo happening August 1st at the OC Fair. The OC Fair is going on all summer, well, at least until August 3rd. That's most of the summer. Visit OCFair.com, everybody. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break and come back and talk to stoners. Randy Wang discovered something after our broadcast last Friday that guys who smoke pot will really want to know about. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. I can make it.